Okay. Good morning. Good job. Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Lamites. Like I said too much last night, I apologize. Not going to be very, very deep shear. I was a little busy yesterday. So, but today's daf is sponsored by Sherry and Beryl Daskal, the memory of Shlomo Ben Tzvi. The Neshama should have an aliyah. They're sponsoring the entire week. Okay, we are on the bottom of Lamet Chesem and Beis, but the two lines, I think. Hechi Dami Macha. We're talking about Macha Shalom Bafanov. What exactly is a Macha? What do you have to say in order for it to constitute a protest to someone's Lamet Chesem and Beis? Two lines on the bottom. Yep, three lines on the bottom. By the two dots. Hechi Dami Macha. So Amar Razvid. Razvid says, the guy, if the Ma'arer says, Planya Gazlanuhu, so-and-so is a Goslin. Lo havi macha. That is not considered a macha. Why? The Rashbam says. Because he says, Lashon zeh lemasik lo asi lezduhi b'shtarei. That lo yodeh my kari le gazlan shah b'shtarei. He calls me a Goslin. Big deal. What does that mean? Maybe he's just trying to give me a bad name. He didn't say anything that's going to cause me to keep my shtar. I'm a Goslin. Why am I a Goslin? What did I steal? What did I do? Doesn't do anything. But if the Ma'arer says, Planya Gazlanuhu, Tony is a Goslin. Why? The Nakut Leila Arabi Gazlanusa. Because he's sitting on my land that he stole. He stole my land. He's sitting on it. Ulamachar Tavana Leyudina. Tomorrow I'm going to go take him to Beis Din. Then that's considered a macha. That is a good macha. So there's a major macha. We've shown him here about the last words. Ulamachar Tavana Leyudina. Tomorrow I'm going to bring him to Beis Din. Is that required in the macha? Or is that just Derech Agav? Because we said, if you just say Ploni Gazalna, that's no good. And then we don't say Ploni Gazalna, the Ari Bugalusa, and I'm taking him to Beis Din. Is it taking him to Beis Din really necessary? So, it's a machlokas. The Rabbeinu Chananel brought down the Rashbam, the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Yad Ramah, they all say that you have to say that the entire statement. You say, and tomorrow I'm going to bring him to Beis Din. Because if you just say Ploni Gazalnasahu, because he's sitting on my land, and you don't say I'm going to bring him to Beis Din, they're going to claim, well, then what was the purpose? I'm going to bring him to Beis Din. That's why you have to. That's part of the macha. But the Rashbam brings down the Shita of Rabbi Yaakov by Yakar. The Rashbam himself agreed to it, and Tosfos brings down the Ri, who agrees this way. That's just Derech Agav. You don't have to say Lamachar Tavana Libedina, because basically what Tosfos says is the Gemara only told you what is not a macha. What's not a macha is, if you just say Planya Gazlanahi, if it's also not a macha, if you say Planya Gazlanahi and because he sat on my land, then the Gemara should have mentioned that. It told you it's not a macha, and then I gave you the next statement. The next statement is a macha. As long as you say that he's a Gazlan because he's sitting on my land, according to the Ri and the Rashbam, that's going to be a good enough macha. Okay. Following cases. Amar, the Bailim says to the Edim, meaning the Ma'arer says to the Edim, that lo tamrule, I'm going to be given macha in front of you, but you don't say it to the masik. Don't say it to the masik. Lo tamrule. Mai, what's the din? So, Amar Razvid says, Haika Amar lo tamrule. They told the Bailim, since the Bailim admitted to the Edim, don't say anything to the masik, it's not a good macha, because they're not going to say anything to the masik. I don't see how this works. We always say that even if the masik doesn't hear, all these things, and then you have these key. He said it has to be done in an appropriate way, and if it's done in the appropriate way, even if the master doesn't hear, then it's considered a good macha. But here, he says specifically, don't tell them, so that's not considered a macha. Where a papa is more literal. He says, what did the guy say? He said, lo tamely, don't tell him. Lididei lo tamely, don't tell the master directly. Lachrina imruhu, but you can say it to anybody else, and if you say it to anybody else, then chaber, chaber islay, the chaber islay, eventually it's going to make its way to the master. So then it would be, Rabbi Rashbam says, this is a macha. The hakik amar lula edim, lididei lo tamru. Don't say it to him directly. Aval achayrim tamru. You should say it to others. The kevin sheyom ala achayrim. And since you say it to other people, yaksru osan achayrim beyom alo dechavar dechavar yisrael. And then it's going to eventually make its way over to the machzik. That's case number one. Case number two. Amru le lo amrinan le. The machzik gives a good, the ma'arig gives a good macha. And the edim himself say, you know what, we're not going to tell him. We're not going to tell him. So Amar Razvid says, "Hakamrei lo arminle." That's not a good macha. He has to do it again because they told him they're not going to say it. They're not going to tell the machzik. But Rav Papa Amar, no. Okay. What?
Is that his problem?
I don't know why it's his problem. I thought Yeah, I guess maybe if they specifically state that they're not going to say anything, then it's not a good malacha. I don't know. That's what that was the answer before. I thought if he does a good malacha and it never reaches the ears of the masik, it's fine. So why here is it a shayla? But Rav Papa says, forget it, not even that. Just take the statement more literally. Rav Papa amar l'didei lo amrin le. To the masik, don't say anything to him. Lachrina amrilahu. But to somebody else, they will say it. They're just not going to say it directly to the masik. They don't want to deal with him. But they'll say it to somebody else, and chaber, and everyone has a friend, and eventually it'll make its way to the machzik. Next case. Amar lehu, if the Bailim say to the Edim, after he's mocha, lo tepuk lehu shusa, nothing should leave your mouth. This should not leave your mouth. So now he's being more general. It shouldn't go to anybody. And then Amar Razvid said, haika amar lo tepuk lehu shusa. This is a case where he says, since he in a clear way, he tells him, do not repeat what I said to you to anybody, that's not considered a good macha, and that would not force the machzik to keep his star for 3 years, and if the ma'ara comes because of this macha, it'd be no good, because, I don't know how you figure this out in court, but those are the rules that the Gemara is setting down. And here, notice Rav Papa does not argue. Right? There's just Rav Zvid, there's no Rav Papa, apparently Rav Papa agrees in this case, because since he said clearly from that nothing should leave your mouth, that's sufficient. That is sufficient macha. That is not a good macha. I'm sorry. That is not a good macha, and therefore it won't count. Next case, amrule lo mapkin shusa. The edim say to the bailim, we are not going to say let anything leave our mouths. Okay, the other way around. It's not like the bailim commanded them. The edim say, yo, you gave macha in front of us. Don't worry. You should know we're not going to say anything. We're going to keep it to ourselves. So Amar Rav Papa here, right, who usually said it was a good macha, here he says, Haka Armile Lo Mapkin Shusa. They're not going to say anything. So he doesn't agree with Razvid, I guess, in this instance, and say, this isn't a good macha, because he did a macha in a way that it's impossible for it to get to the machzik. It's as if he did it in front of an Elim or a Shota, somebody who was impossible for it to get there. So Rav Huna now argues. Rav Huna, Rav Shu, Amar, no, here it's different, because Kol Milsa de lo Ramule Inish Amar Lav Alavadite. Anytime a person puts anytime a person puts a stringency on himself not to say anything, if there's no toelis for him not to say anything, meaning he just says, I don't want to say it, eventually he's going to say it. It's going to come out, right? Rashbam says. Rashbam Diva or Maskar Rav Huna Braid Rav Shua. It's like 2, 4, 6, 7 in the Y lines. He says, Klomar, Eno Nosin Al, if you skip down the second line of it, Klomar, Eno Nosin Alivo Shekiva Hadavar La Luxoso. It doesn't go into his heart to keep this covered. Therefore, you have to say it again. Because the Gemara is saying that if there's no halachic reason, or there's no toelos, you don't gain anything by keeping quiet, You're not going to keep quiet. You're eventually going to say it. So you should know if they say we're not going to say anything, eventually they'll say something to somebody, and it's going to then chaver to chaver slay, and it'll reach the machzik. Okay. Going back now to machash shelo b'fanav, machash shebefanav. So Amar Rava Nachman. Rava says the name Rav Nachman. Machash shelo b'fanav havi machah. If a machah does not have to be in the face of the machzik. So Esve, Rav of Nachman, so Rav then asked Rav Nachman, right? Amar Rav Yehuda, look at the Mishnah. Rav Yehuda said, Lo Amar Shalosh Shonim, Ela Kadei She Yehevi Aspamya, V'yasek Shana, V'yechu V'yodiyu Shana, V'yavol Shana Acheres. The only reason why you have Gimel Shonim is because the guy's in the furthest away place, which is Aspamya, which I guess assuming is far out of Spain, and it take a year to get there, a year to get back, a year to do the whole, and that's why you have 3 years. So he asked, V'yisak Adaitach Machah Shalom V'fonav Havi Machah, if you don't need to do a Machah in front of the machzik, to save some time here. Why do you have to go back and forth to make sure he hears about it and then travels a year to do the macha? Why does he have to go there? Stay in his place in Aspamya, be mocha, and he's good. Doesn't have to be befanav. You say macha shalom befanav having macha. Here you see that macha shalom befanav is not a good macha. Otherwise, he just has to stay in Aspamya and be mocha and protest. So Rav Nachman answers Rava. Hasam Eitzah Tova Kamash Malan. No, there it's just an Eitzah Tova that you should do a macha in front of the machzik. The Neisti B'Nishkol Aru Peiri. Because if you're mocha in front of him, then right away you can go to Beis Din and take care of the peiros. But if you are mochah shalom b'fanav, that means you made a good macha, and now you're going to have to fight over the payros of the previous 3 years. You're going to have to go to court. So there's going to be a delay. Do it all in one shot. Eitz Tova Kamash Bond.
Okay, once again, he's in Spain.
It's the Mishnah's case. It's the Mishnah's case. The guy's in Spain, right? The Mishnah from yesterday. Okay. So, the Mishnah was yesterday. Amar Rav Yehuda, lo Amar Shalosh Shana, Esher Kadeshu B'Spamya. The guy's in Spamya, so that there, the Matzik Yachzik Shana. He sits for a year, people realize it. Yechlu V'Yodiyu Shana. The witnesses come to Spamya to tell the guy, it takes them a year to get there, and he has another year to come back to be Mocha. So it's for 3 years. We say, what do you need the third year from traveling back? Once the Edom get there, let him do Machash Lo B'Fonav. Our answer is, it's a total Kamash Malan. It's a good. Right. So what if he goes to Macha in Spain one day before the time is up? I don't know. The whole concept is weird. We say Macha shalom b'fanav havi Macha, except before. But the halacha is, as long as you do a good Macha, then the Macha doesn't even have to hear it. It's a valid Macha. I don't understand that, because the whole point of the Macha is that it keeps the shtar. So I do the Macha in Spain, a day before it's up, I have witnesses there, and I come back 2 years later. Because we can see the Gemara, you probably have to give a Macha every 3 years, so he doesn't sit for 3 years with a Chazaka. And I come back 2 years later, so I get off my land. As we talk about, I've been here for 5 years. He says, no, I was Mocha 2 years ago. I didn't hear anything. I lost my star. We say 3 years at the Mizdar Vishtari. This guy's sitting for 5 years. And he has to keep a star. He never heard of it. I don't know. No, it bothers me. I don't understand it. Okay. Now comes a pretty famous Gemara. Menachem, here's the famous Gemara. Hilchos Lashon Hara over here. Ash comes up tangentially. We'll talk about it more when you do a Gemara. You do the Gemara in Erechin. Right? I think it's Gemara in Erechin. Okay. Ashkechinu Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina l'Talmid Rabbi Yochanan. So, Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Chanina, meant the Talmid of Rabbi Yochanan. And he asked, Amar Lahu, he asked the Talmidim, Mi Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'chama, how many people do you have to do machah in front of? We just talked about machah, shalom b'fanav, this machah, what's the dinner of machah? How many people have to be there when I make the machah? Can I just do it to myself? No. So Rabbi Chiyah Barabba Amar, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chiyah Barabba Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, machah b'tnei shnayim. The machah has to be in front of two. Rabbi Abi Avo Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, machah b'tnei shlosha. Rabbi Avo says, Rabbi Yochanan said it has to be in front of three people. Rabbi Yochanan Shulchan says that, the person says two, it's not midin edus. It's trying to be Megali Milso, the whole point here. So basically, you can do it in front of people who aren't even kosher ladies. I mean, not Cheirish or Shota or Katan, because they don't have Das, and they're not going to do it. But I guess maybe even a woman, according to the Aruch HaShulchan. Maybe, you know, a Kara for sure. Apostle ladies, you know, Masach of Kubia, right, that the rabbi says, the guy goes to Atlantic City a couple times a week. But I don't know about a woman. Anyway. So Rav Chiya says two, and Rav Yehuda says three. So what's their machlokas? So leimu b'derabba bar huna kamiflagi. Maybe they argue on the idea that was brought down by Rabba bar Rav Huna. The Amar Rabba bar Huna kol milso the israma be'alpei tlosa. Anything devar gnai, any bad thing said in front of three people, less ba mishum lisha bishna. There is no lashon hara. Okay. Yeah, well. So, there's a big machlokas of what's going on here. It's not because Lashon Hara. Is it not Lashon Hara? The Rashbam seems to say that it's not Lashon Hara for these three guys to say it to the person who said about. Meaning it's not considered Rechilus. Right? To go say to these three guys. But there's an Isra on the first person to say it in front of three people. But the Rashbam says, Tosos brings down the second Tosos. The second Tosos says, Perish la'osa sha'omer lifnei givel. There's no iser on the guy who's saying it in front of the three people. There's no lashon hara over there. He brings Araya. So Chafetz Chaim says, wait a second. He says it can't be that just because I say lashon hara in front of three people, now it's mutter. What does that mean? What is Tosos talking about? If it's a davar yadua, then he understands that it's not also to say it to other people. But you're making it a davar yadua by saying it in front of three people. Right.
Exactly.
But how does he have a right to say it to begin with? How does he have a right to start the ball rolling? There's a Lashon Hara out here. I'm saying it in front of three. Now, it's fine. So Chofetz Chaim answers, he says, it must be that we're talking about something that can be interpreted in one or two, you know, in a good way or a bad way. You guys remember this? Talking about a good way or a bad way. If it's bad Lashon Hara, there's no way to interpret it in a good way, then there's no heter to say in front of three people. I mean, otherwise, you know, we can have a limud tzchus for the entire Jewish community. They get on the phone, to put a conference call with three people, and now they're putter from being over the issue of Lashon Hara. What he says is that it's something that could be interpreted in a good way or a bad way. If you say it in front of three people, then you could assume that since he's saying it in front of three people, he's not saying it in the bad way, he's meant it in the okay way, and therefore it's not considered a... That's what he says. Amen? Okay. I pull out my Chofetz Chaim. Wasn't there. Okay, so that's the Mishum Lishavishnos. Right, it has to be ambiguous. But if it's no way, it's not ambiguous, it's clearly that so and so did something bad, there's no heter according to Chofetz Chaim. Tosos doesn't say that. Look at Tosos. Let's just perish. Osu she'omef ne gimel. You just say Lashon Pisha in front of three people. It's mutter. Very, very tough Tosos. Especially in the, you know, everyone learning Lashon Hara. That's a very tough Tosos. Okay, let's move around. So now we have, one guy says he's front, say Macha in front of three, one says in front of two. The issue is, do they hold like this? Meaning, if you say something, only if you say something in front of three people, does it become prevalent? Is it asu legluye? Is it going to be, that people are going to hear about it. Mandam Rav Nation, I am less late than Rabbi Barhuna. The guy who says he can say in front of two, Rav Chira Abba, who says he can say in front of two, he doesn't hold a Rabbi Barhuna. He says even in front of two people, something's going to be discovered. Asu legluya. You don't need three people. Mandam Rav Nation, Losha is late than Rabbi Barhuna. He holds like Rabbi Barhuna that only if something is said in front of three people is there no lashon hara, because only then will it be midparsim, will it become known in the world. So therefore, he says the Machab of Nation is not enough. But it's not enough. It won't guarantee the word spreading. So Gemara says, "Well, you don't have to explain that way." The kulei alma islehu the Rabbi Rav Huna. Everyone holds like Rabbi Rav Huna that really only in front of three people is something going to be known to the world. But hakamiflagi here, what's the machlokas? Mandam rifnei shnayim Rav Chiya, who says it has to be done in front of two, because he says machosh lo b'fanav lo havei machad. It doesn't have to be in front of the machzik. And therefore, you don't have to have the macha in front of the mazik. And therefore, you don't need more than two people. You just need two people to testify that the macha took place. Here it's for edus. Umandam rifnei shlosha. He says no, because the macha shlo b'fanav havi macha. As a macha and not in front of the mazik is a macha. And therefore, we want to make sure that the macha reaches the mazik. And therefore, we have to do it in front of three, because only in front of three is something going to be misparsim and go out. Ibayis ema. Or, if you want to answer, you can say the machlokas is as follows. The kulei alma macha shlo b'fanav havi macha, which makes more sense, that's what we pass. And everyone agrees, you don't have to protest in front of the squatter, in front of the machzik. And this is what the machlokas is on. Manda amr b'fnei shnayim, the manda amr says, you do in front of shnayim, sabar sadu sabinan. He says, I just need edus. All I need is edus on the macha. This will go against the Aruch HaShulchan. If that's the case, you probably need edus, maybe real edus. Right, he just says you need edus, so therefore it's enough in front of two. Two witnesses is enough for edus. Mandar b'fnei shlosha, but the mandar says you have to do it in front of three. Hasar gilim milsa b'inan. He says we're not worried about edus here. We're worried about gilim milsa, about perpetuating to the world that to know that the machal took place. The only way everyone can know about it for sure is if there's three, because that's asu legluye. That's going to go out, and people are going to hear about it in front of three. In front of two, it's not a guarantee that they're going to say it to everybody. Okay. Now, how often do you have to? I mentioned it before, but how often do you have to be mocha? How often do you have to protest? So, Gidel bar Menume, his name of the Chacham, Havele Machuyusa Lemchuye. He had to give a macha. Right? Somebody was sitting on his land, so it came time for him to protest. Ashkichinu. So, Gidel bar Menume found the Rav Huna. He found first Rav Huna, Chia Barav, and the Rav Chilkia bar Tuvi. He found three people. So he right away. He went for three. Alright, the Habu Yosvei, they were sitting around. Umacha Kamayu, and he was protested about the guy, the squatter in his land in front of these three. Lashana, a year after this protest, Hadar Aslam Mechui, he went back to these three guys and did another macha. Amrulei, they all said back to him, Lot Sarichth, you didn't have to give the second macha.
Right? Hachi Amar Rav. Rav says, Kevan Shemicha Shana Rishona Shuv Einu Tzarech Limchos. Once you just did the first macha, you don't have to go back and be mocha every single year. What does the Rashbam say there? Oh, maybe it's later. Okay, it says you don't have to report this every year. But Ikad Amri, and some say it wasn't all three who responded to him this way. Rather, was Amar Lechir Barav. Chir Barav said to him, Kevan Shemicha Shana Rishona, since you did the first macha, of course the first macha has to be within the 3 years. You did the first macha, Shun Ein Sarich Limchos. You don't have to be mocha again. Meaning, look at the Rashbam Lot Sarich, right? Rashbam, it's the 1, 2, 3, 4, the fifth wide line, fifth of the wide lines. Lot Sarich, he says, Lot Sarich Limchos Kol Shana Vishana. You don't have to protest every year. You have to protest. You can't let the guy sit on the land for 3 years. Within 3 years of your first protest, you have to protest again. Right? You can't have 3 consecutive years without a protest. This wasn't the case over here. Over here, they're talking about you don't have to do gimel 3 protests in 3 years. Right, the day b'shana rishona, it's enough in the first year. You don't have to make a macha every 3 years, every year, but every 3 years there has to be a macha. So you can't, you can make protests in year 2, then in year 5. You can't let them go 3 consecutive years without a protest. So here's the case: Amar Reish Lakish Mishumbar Kapara, b'tzarich limchos b'sof kol shalosh v'shalosh. You have to protest at least at the end of every 3 years, like we just saw earlier in the Rashbam. Tahi bar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan had a kasha. So he says, why does the Bialim have to be mocha every 3 years? Why do you have to be concerned? The guy was mocha the first time. Now we're establishing him as a gazlan sitting on the karka. So he's going to get a chazaka just because the guy was quiet the first, after he protested and that was it. So the Gemara says, wait a second, gazlan chazaka daitach? Why are you calling him a gazlan? Now he's protesting. So maybe you have to take it to court, see what the story is. Maybe he has a shtar. You're calling him a gazlan right away? Ella ki gazlan. Right? I'd rather we say he's, because of the ma'arer, he's like a gazlan, but so just because someone's likened to a gazlan, he has to make he gets the benefit, and therefore, if you don't protest every 3 years, he's going to get a chazaka. That was Rabbi Yochanan's question, right? So, right, the Rashbam, that's what Rabbi Yochanan says. An objection was made. There's a protest on this land. You file it in the with the title company in the recorder's office. There's a protest over here. There's some sort of claim on the land. He has to know about it. That's Rav Yochanan's question. Why do you have to keep going back and making a macha so he doesn't have 3 consecutive years? Look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, "V'chi gazlan yesh lo chazaka." Klomer, my tzarich limchos b'sof kol gimel. Why does he have to make a macha at the end of every 3 years? V'alo mishemicha me'arish shana rishona. This is your question. If he was mocha the first year, v'hotzi kol hazeshu gazlan, or like a gazlan, and it comes out that he's a gazlan, haylo lehazi b'shtara kol yomim. He should keep a shtar all the time. Atche yerid im zeladin, until he comes to Beisdin. Oh, atche yerish shtar acham achal lebeis. Or you just show him the shtar, once he has the macha. V'midalo nizar b'shtaro, and if he's not going to be nizar in the shtar, yasid iklan yer gazlan hu, because he'll become like a gazlan if he doesn't keep his shtar. V'hayad de kapara, gazlan sakadayta, hakatoin shtar hayili kodem, ha-macha v'ibed. So that's that. And then the Gemara says it's kigazlan. Umisveku da anam absin also with a karkel. So ema kigazlan could depreciate. So I don't know what the psak is, but you look. The Gemara brings down and there's a machlokus whether or not this is actually the right gears from the Gemara, because the Gemara says Amar Rava. Rava says hilchasa tsarich limchos. The halach is you have to be mocha but so close shalosh mishonos. Not like Rav Yochanan. Not like you, David. You have to be mocha every 3 years. But since the Rashbam brings down this lehalacha. Usually they say that the Rashbam doesn't bring lehalacha in his parish. What the Gemara explicitly says is the halacha. So the Rashbam obviously didn't have this girsa because he brings down lehalacha. The halacha is. So some say that this isn't the girsa, right? It's where is the mother? Right. It's the Rashbam one up in Amar Reish Lakish Mishumbar Kapara b'tzarichem lichos. So he says, what is he saying? B'hachin Hilchasa in there. He says that's the halacha. So why would he say B'hachin Hilchasa if the Gemara explicitly says what the halacha is? They say that maybe that's not. So maybe this Amar Rava is not in the, that's not in the Gemara, but in the Beis Yosef when he passes this way in Chol Shem Mishpat Simakuf Mem Vav, he writes the words B'hachin Asik Rava. This is how Rava he says the halacha, And this is how Rava was, it came through Maskana of Rava. So, never. Just a little gear, so machlokas. Okay. Okay, we flew. Let's just do one more case. Tani Bar Karpara. Bar Karpara says, Irer. Let's say the Bialim came and he was protested during the first 3 years. The Chazav Irer. And then in year one he protested. Then in year four he protested again. Im Machmas Taina Rishona Irer. Right? Ein Lo Chazaka. So then, if he came, because it comes with the same claim, each time he's Mocha, then the guy does, the Masa doesn't have a Chazaka. Meaning, year one I say, you stole my land. Here's my Macha. Year four I say, you stole my land. Here's my Macha. Then it's fine. But the Imla, but if in year one I say, you stole my land, then in year four I say a different claim. I say, I don't know, you got the land because you were an Aris. It's not, you didn't steal it, but you got there, you legitimately, but now you're there because you were an Aris. Meaning he changes his claim, he changes his then he's out. The Imlav, Yesh Lo Chazaka. Then the Masik has a Chazaka, because when the Maharim changes his claim, it shows that his titles aren't true. He's flip-flopping back and forth. Basically, the halacha is you have to protest, make sure there's no three consecutive years, but make sure when you do protest, that you give the same protest. Otherwise, you're going to lose out. Okay, so everybody should have a good day, and the feeling that we had by Hashem Elohim should keep us going forward for at least a couple days, hopefully a little longer. Have a good day.